Hey everyone, welcome to this week's sermon podcast of Be Church. Here, you can listen to our latest weekly sermons for your spiritual growth. We believe that this message will really bless you.
Okay, are you blessed? As I am, I'm ready to leave and go. Are you? Okay, while I was praying this week, the Lord actually spoke to me a while ago, and he challenged my heart, and I want to challenge yours, because that's what I believe, how we grow, and what I know, I must review to you, so that you will know, so that we can transfer knowledge. Amen. The Bible says we need to transfer knowledge. Do you agree with me? Amen. Okay. I just quickly want to tell you something, what happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I went to the dentist. I was supposed to go to the dentist. And on my way out, my car was in the driveway. And in a moment in time, I went to climb into the passenger seat. And I found myself in the passenger seat and I was like, what are you busy with? Climb out of the car, go around. When I looked, I'm in the back seat where Ruben's sitting. Luckily, I didn't close the door because there's a keys lock on the door. And immediately, the Holy Spirit started speaking to me and saying, Anzao, who's driving your car? And you know what? For a second in time, I've realized who is driving your car. And I want to ask you the question this morning is, who is driving your car? Who are you trusting? Who are you believing in? All of us going through a wilderness season, which is necessary. Amen. Is it nice? No, it's never nice. But you know what I've realized? When the Holy Spirit spoke to me, that's the best place you can be. That's the best place you can be. Maybe look at your neighbor and say, I have a promise. Do you have a promise, church? Can it sound a bit better? Look at your neighbor. I have a promise. Amen. I want to speak to you about three things this morning. There's a promise, there's a process, and there's a purpose. Okay. So I want to speak to you about a wilderness season, which I really believe in my heart a lot of us going through, went through, still going to go through in the future to come. It's necessary for us to go through a wilderness season for God to prepare us for the purpose. Joseph got a promise, a dream, that his family will bow down before him at the age of 17. I don't know of you, but if I looked at myself at the age of 17, I was immature like I had never before. So there was some work in Joseph's life. But he had a promise. From the promise, there were a wilderness season where they sold him to the Pharisees, thrown in a pit, trials, tribulations, but he kept on the word, on the promise that he had. Now I want to ask you this morning, irrelevant of what you're going through, can you trust the process? Can you trust God in the process? So the first one is the promise. In Jeremiah 29, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. To give you a future and a hope. This promise is just enough to stir your faith. This promise is just enough to give you hope. This promise is there, it's not here. So from here, when you receive it, up until there, something in between needs to happen. Something in between God wants to reveal on the inside of you. But it requires, when you receive this promise, it requires endurance. Habakkuk 2 verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Look at your neighbor, an appointed time. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. The vision is for an appointed time. Church, I want to prophesy over you this morning that every promise over your life has an appointed time. Every promise over your life has an appointed time. It will not return to him void, and it will not delay, because it will accomplish for what God has brought it forth. So can you take that promise and say, for the appointed time, God, but I will wait. I will wait. I will have endurance. I will have faith. Because I know that Jesus, your word is true. But you see, if I ask Yaku, when he goes to the gym, Yaku, the first time when he went to the gym, did you bench press or dumbbell 100 kgs the first time, Yaku? No, he didn't. Because why? He would have hurt himself. So when you start with a 3 kilogram, maybe a 5, a 10, a 20, wherever you see yourself growing. And that is exactly how it works. Even though we need to grow as a small child, we need to grow up in phases. There's a time to grow spiritually. And I believe that this is a time and a season where God has called this church to mature. It's time to eat meat. And it's time to see his promises fulfilled over our lives. Because you see, when we keep on the same weight the whole time, how will you be able to grow? But it's also important to know what you can handle at this point in time. You know those people that spill that's playing lotto? You know what's the statistics? When I win 50 million rands instantly, I don't know when it is, on a Wednesday, on a Sunday, I don't know when, but I receive SMS and I get 50 million rand. They're not prepared to handle that amount of money. So they will lose everything they have. Because there's a process. God can only give you in this season what you are ready to take. He never wants to hurt you. He never wants to hurt you. So my question is, are you willing to grow deeper? Are you willing to go intimately with him in this season? Because that's where you will grow. That's the way the purification will happen. You know what happened when gold's purified? It's part of an ore. It's like a rock. And then to get all the impurities off, it needs to go through fire. And the actual substance of gold in its purest form is very soft and tangible. But we've hardened our hearts because of expectations from our own heart that we think God didn't meet. So be careful to put an expectation in your heart that will only hurt you. Be careful in this season to seek something else. But let God purify you. Let him make you soft as gold, because there's gold on the inside of you. That's what the word says. These trials will show you that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. So we need to go through this, church. If you receive the promise, it means there's a plan. Amen? Amen. So now that you know there's a promise, you need to grow, you need to endure, you need to dig deeper and see God. I quickly want to touch on the process, the wilderness season, where everything feels very far off. You have this promise over your life. It feels like will never get into fulfillment. It feels like, it actually feel, at a point in time in my life, I felt I go backwards. Did you feel like that? Or do you feel like that now? Or I'm only one that's feeling I'm going backwards. But you see, it's in the silent times. David cried out and he said, "Where are you? Where are you?" I felt like that. But I know he's always there. I know he never left me. I know, but do you believe? My question is, do you believe? This time in process, it's a hidden place. If we look at Joseph, in imprisonment, in the pit, in the hidden places, God gave him favor. In Genesis 39 verse 2, it says, "The Lord was with Joseph, so that he proposed, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in eyes and became his attendant." In the hidden places where nobody sees you. In the hidden places where it's only God. You see, it's the... I always tell Pastor Eckhart, intimacy doesn't happen on the street corner. Well, not supposed to happen on the street corner. Intimacy is in the closed door. Where do you seek Jesus? Between people? Where do you speak to you? Because you see, if you go deeper and you seek deeper and you're digging the wells to drink water, he said that you will never thirst again. But it's in this wilderness where it's full of dust and sand. And do you know what, church? The Israelites extended their journey from 11 days to 40 years. I want to encourage you this morning, you can never give over to extend your wilderness season. God can only release you when he formed you. He built character in you. He made you strong for what is to come. When you have a word over your life, persevere. Keep on to that word with everything, even if it sometimes feels you in a pit. Because you see, the devil wants to tell you that you're in a valley. But what is always next to a valley? It's a mountain. It's a mountain. He will lift you up in due season. But this morning, I want to encourage you to persevere. This morning, I want to tell you, don't get out of the wilderness before it's your time to leave the wilderness. You have to be patient. You have to be patient. Deuteronomy 8 says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and to test you in order to know what was in your heart." What was in your heart? They ate bread morning, afternoon, evening for 40 years. If someone gave me chicken for 40 years, I don't know if I will live. But for 40 years, but you know what happened? God gave them just what they needed to survive. Just what they needed to survive. The Bible says, from bread alone we will not live. But that doesn't actually mean it's only food. But he gave them just enough so that they can hunger and thirst for someone that will give them life. And what happened? They complained. Don't complain in this season, church. Seek Jesus. Don't complain. Because you know what? When we complain, we actually question God. When we complain in a season of a wilderness, we actually question God. But where's your faith? Where's your faith? There's a promise. In James 1, verse 2 to 4, it says, consider it a cheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try get out of anything prematurely. Don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature, well-developed, and not deficient in any way. Our goal is to see the promise fulfilled. Our goal is to be mature. Our goal is to be at the end. Everything must glorify God. And how many times we get this promise and we think, oh God, I will save the lost, I will heal the sick, I will feed the hunger, I will give money to the poor. But God is testing our heart. Who will be glorified? Who will be glorified? You see, our heart needs to be tested. Because when God can use you and me, it's to glorify His name. Everything we do is supposed to glorify Him. Supposed to glorify Him. You know what will happen if you leave a season prematurely? Pastor Eckhart always said, you will give birth to an Ishmael. And when you give birth to something in the flesh, you will have to sustain it in the flesh. And when it's sustained in the flesh, you will get tired. You will feel I'm left out. You will feel nothing go the way I have planned. Because the expectation that you have given yourself is not met because you produced something out of the flesh. But you see, when God comes and He produces out of you in the Spirit, He will sustain it. He will sustain it. Amen? So don't produce an Ishmael in this season. Make sure that you produce what God has given you, even if it's now to be quiet in the hidden place. Even if it feels like you're in prison. He will give you favor with the warden, I promise you. I promise you, He will not leave you. He's always there. He's always there. When it's difficult, Pastor Eckhart now, for the past few weeks, months, it was difficult. It's still difficult. But I know now that this word, as much as it's for you, it's for myself. I know that I need perseverance. I know that I cannot build my own blocks because my foundation will fall. But I know if I'm in Jesus, and I know that I will trust Him in this process, that He will lead me, He will guide me, He will make me conquer for His glory and for His name, His name's sake. He will give you a voice, church. He will give you a voice. We are trusting God for things on this property. You are trusting God for things in your life, for promises spoken. Do not give up. Do not give up. The end is not near. There's still time, because it's in His appointed time. But those who wait on the Lord, Isaiah 40:31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In this time when you feel alone, know that God is with you. Know that He is with you. If we look at Job 23:8-10, but if I go to the east, He is not there. If I go to the west, I do not find Him. When He is at work in the north, I do not see Him. When He turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of Him. But He knows the way that I take. When He has tested me, I will come forth as gold. In this time, when you look to the right, you look to the left, you look up, you look down, nowhere to be found. You feel I have just moved you to the side on the shelf a bit. Who of you felt like that? He moved you to the side. Other people, for now. That's not true. Ephesians speaks about he will redeem time. He will redeem time over your life. So this morning, I want to prophesy over you that you will, God will redeem time in your life. Whatever you did, it doesn't matter. On that cross, he died for our sins. In his appointed time, it will accomplish what he said it will accomplish. But what do you believe? What do you believe? Do you trust him for his appointed time? But you see, if you still see yourself on the shelf, you will have a pity party. And that pity party will bring you nowhere. But this morning, you have to stand. This morning, you will say, doesn't matter what I'm going through, I know that God loves me. I know that there's a promise. I know that he's called me. I know that what is on the inside of me, this world needs. I cannot leave this world if what I'm called for didn't bring forth life. This morning, I want to challenge you to say, it doesn't matter what I'm going through, but people will see the goodness of God. They will see the glory manifest through me because I'm obedient in this season. In this process, I'm obedient. You know what? We face challenges, every one of us face trials and tribulations. But we need to be purified. We need the move of God as pure as gold in our lives. I must end off. Isaiah says in verse 43, verse 19, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. From what well are you drinking this morning? From what well are you drinking this morning? Because God says, if you drink from me, you will never thirst again. If you drink from my well, you will never thirst again. And it says, see, I'm doing a new thing now. Church, say now. Say it like you mean it. Now. He's doing a new thing now. I have to do this, otherwise I will be disobedient. And on that point, obedience in this season is of utmost importance. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. Do not listen to the world. Do not listen to the noise. But go into your inner room. Have intimacy with God. He wants to reveal his face upon you. He wants to show you his glory. But it only happens when you say, not 7 hours of Xbox or 10 hours of TV, but when you say, God, I will give you time. You gave me 24 hours, but I'm not willing to give you 1 hour. What are you willing to give to receive what God has for you in this season? All the women, I want you to stand. AB team, I don't know, you don't have the scripture on, but if I can, I have Proverbs 31, verse 25. If you have it. So just keep standing. You won't find that verse. It's not in the Bible. Ah, Jesus, help me, please. I want the scripture where it speaks about the best women. That's it. Now I need 25. Sorry, Ivy team. Okay. I want to prophesy this over you. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. Strength and dignity is your clothing, and she will laugh at the times to come. You know what? I'm a mother. I'm working. I have a full-time job looking after Pastor Eka. But you see, we get tired, amen? We feel like crying. This week I was crying on my own, saying, Lord, how do I do this? How do I make it work? And through everything, how can I let my kids see you? But I want to tell you this morning, strength and dignity, do not let the people tell you what to wear, how to look. Jesus will help you in this season. I want to encourage you that this is a time for women to stand up and say, I have a voice. I need to speak. Whatever you trust God, He will cover you. Never feel left alone. There's a word spoken over your life. Take it. So I really believe in my heart that it's a time for women to stand up. It's a time for women to know who are covered. Amen. So when you put on your jacket in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm covered by the Most High King of this world. And I won't let any word from someone's mouth make a disappointment in my promise. Amen. Amen. Thank you, women. You can sit. So let me just recap quickly. The first one is, there's a promise. You have a promise, church? If you have a promise, just scream amen. Amen. Okay, you have a promise. There's a process that you need to go through. You need to be gold, church. You cannot leave if you're not gold. You have to be pure gold. You know what? I can't use pure gold, 24 karat or something, in its purest form to build rings. They have to use a little bit less. And I don't know all the... Is there anyone that digging gold somewhere? But you know what? So in this process, grow. Let God change you from the inside out. The promise over your life. Are you willing to go through fire to see the purpose fulfilled for His name's sake and for His glory? We're going to quickly take up an offering. We'll have communion. I just want to quickly share something with you. And you know what? Jesus' life that He has given you and me. You know what promise He received? He received you. God says, I'm promising you this. Jesus' promise was you and me. The Bible says He learned obedience in Hebrews. He learned obedience through suffering. Are you willing to learn obedience in your wilderness season? Saying, I'm going to trust you, God. Not what anyone says, but I'm going to trust you. So Jesus chose to go through a wilderness for me and you. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and He came out with power. On the cross, He still asked, if it's your will, I will do it. In everything, in that suffering, He still had obedience. Can you have obedience when it feels like you're in a pit? When it feels like you're hanging on a cross, busy dying? But I want to encourage you this morning that Jesus said yes to a promise. He was willing to sacrifice everything so that we can be saved, so that we can have a purpose. So this morning I want to read to you Luke 22:19-20. And He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. And He gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. As an example of Jesus, that he took a promise, willing to sacrifice for me and you to be saved today, so that we can have an example of what it is to be glorified by God, so that people will see him. So in this time when we'll have communion, I want you to ask Jesus the promises spoken over your life. Remind him of the promises spoken over your life. And the question is, are you willing to sacrifice, be obedient in a time of preparation? Remember, it's only the time to prepare you for what is to come. Don't extend your wilderness season by disobedience. Prematurely leave and give birth to an Ishmael. But step out in the appointed time so that you can see the fulfillment of what he has spoken over your life. Amen. Amen. You're welcome to start, get a communion. There's a song that we'll play. And during this song, I want you to remind yourself that Jesus loves you. I want you, so when you take the bread, be reminded that Jesus was crossed, or crucified and crushed and broken for you and me. Are you willing to be broken for him? Are you willing to go through fire to see the purification? And when you drink the cup this morning, may you be reminded that you are washed as snow, white as snow, that whatever you've did, what you feel you've placed on yourself, give it to him this morning, and you will see he still loves you dearly. He still loves you dearly.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to know more about who we are and what we do, go visit our website at bechurch.co.za. You're formed to function. Let's be church.